The Week of Prayer for Christian Unity concluded this week. The events of the week drew together religious leaders from Catholic, Anglican, Protestant, and Orthodox denominations for a range of ecumenical celebrations and discussions. The Franciscan Friars and Sisters of the Atonement marked in a special way the 100th anniversary of the establishment of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity by their founder, Father Paul Watson. Earlier this week, the Centro Pro Unione, an ecumenical center run by the friars in Rome, co-sponsored an annual ecumenical lecture and prayer service with the lay center at Foia Unitas to mark the anniversary. As Irene Lagan reports, the evening featured a lecture on the history and future prospects of the ecumenical movement by Cardinal Walter Casper.
President of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Casper, addressed the primary goals of the ecumenical movement and its next steps.
We have to talk about what is the very goal of ecumenism, especially between Protestant churches and the Catholic and Orthodox Church on the other side. But it's dangerous. If we have different goals, we are in danger to run in different directions.
The Holy See also this week unveiled plans for activities during the year ahead devoted to the life and work of St. Paul, the Apostle to the Gentiles. Cardinal Casper said the Pauline year will be especially important in helping bring about unity among Christians.
St. Paul's letters are a common patrimony of all churches. There we have a common platform, and St. Paul is inspiring. I have made the experience that all churches are very much interested on this year of St. Paul.
Cardinal Casper urged Catholics to take advantage of the Pauline year, to deepen an understanding of their identity as Catholics, and then to know their brothers and sisters in Christ.
It's important to know first what is our own identity, but many Catholics do no longer know what is Catholic, what is Protestant, what unlocks identity, and then to know what is the other's identity.
The Pauline year begins officially on the eve of the Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, with the celebration of Solemn Vespers at the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. I'm Irene Lagan.